I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes, and our top story this morning is a developing story on KSL News Radio. Former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman and Secretary of State Colin Powell has died. He was 84. ABC's George Stephanopoulos served with Powell in the Clinton administration.
We received a tweet from his family. He was at Walter Reed Medical Center, died from complications of COVID, though he was fully vaccinated. Colin Powell served every American president since Ronald Reagan through George W. Bush. He was the first African-American Secretary of State.
We'll have more coming up in 5 minutes with a look back at his legacy. Right now, police are looking for a suspect of a shooting in Taylorsville early Sunday morning. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the latest there. Adam?
Yeah, Tim, Taylorsville police say they are looking for 34-year-old Manuel Omar Perea, who they say shot and killed a woman living near 2300 West, 5200 South, just after 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Neighbors identified this woman to KSL-TV as 38-year-old Gabby Ramos, and her family says that Perea was Gabby's ex-fiance. Perea was last seen in a silver 2000 Chevy pickup with Utah license plate U405MN. He was last seen with a black hoodie, blue jeans, and brown shoes, but be aware, he is considered armed and dangerous. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
If you or someone you know is in an abusive relationship, there is help available. The Utah Domestic Violence Link Line is 1-800-897-LINK. Police released the name of a woman that died in a crash in Little Cottonwood Canyon. The victim is 21-year-old Mandy Danielle Oberg. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Cutler says it seems the car overcorrected near Tanner's Flat.
We have one male probably in his early 20s. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. And we have another female passenger appearing to be in her early 20s that is deceased.
Cutler says alcohol may have been a factor. Little Cottonwood Canyon was closed for hours Sunday after the crash. Utah's returning from fall break had huge backups on I-15 yesterday. A rollover crash on I-15 near Santaquin backed up both southbound and northbound traffic. Then around 5 p.m., several cars crashed on northbound I-15 near Mona. It led to backups for several miles. The Salt Lake County Sheriff's Department hiring 100 new employees, many in law enforcement, but also for dozens of civilian jobs.
Deputy Isaac Miera told KSL-TV's Garna Mejia he loves his job, teaching life skills to low-risk inmates at the Oxbow Jail.
All in all, they're just like us, and they are somebody's son, they are somebody's dad, they are somebody's friend. You know, so much.
Miera worries programs like this won't be a priority if the department can't bring in enough new people. It's hiring 40 new corrections deputies, along with 18 public safety deputies and 44 civilian positions. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The FBI now assisting Haitian authorities in the abduction of 17 missionaries on a trip to the Haitian airport this weekend. Experts predicting there's likely an end goal of these kidnappers to release their hostages. ABC's Alex Prechet explains.
Haitian officials tell ABC News the 400 Mwozo gang also targeted two French priests this weekend and was blamed for the kidnapping of five priests and two nuns earlier this year. Former FBI agent and crisis management expert Richard Frankel was involved in negotiating the release of another U.S. missionary from Haiti.
They are doing these kidnappings for ransom. For money, no politics are involved. It's not terrorism.
So far, Haitian officials say no demands have been made.
Experts are giving conflicting messages today about when the supply chain issues will be resolved. President Biden's Commerce Secretary says extending the hours of the Port of Los Angeles could resolve things by Christmas, but others say the delays on boats, trucks, and ports will keep the pace sluggish for a while. Ted Stank with the University of Tennessee Supply Chain Management tells ABC News that an increase in demand for products during the pandemic tied up the already crippled supply and logistics chains.
Demand is fickle and can change on a dime. But the supply chain resources to support that demand take weeks or months to be able to align, to be able to support different kinds of demand.
Some say you should get your Christmas shopping finished now.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.